Good afternoon. We kick off our Georgetown Fair coverage on this wonderful Saturday afternoon. And it is opening day. We go all the way to next Saturday. A lot of things happening this afternoon. The first major livestock show will be coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we'll be hearing more about that in our next report with Dennis Smith. Later on this evening in the grandstand, it's the Demo Derby. That is one of the most popular events they've had here for so many years. So folks will start coming in here probably in a few hours getting ready for that show this evening. They're also setting up some of the vendors. Some of the food vendors are already open. A lot of action will be starting Monday. Tomorrow, we've got some good events coming up. A lot of ag shows starting in the morning. And then by afternoon, Harold Edwards will have his gospel sing. That will be held in the banquet center, followed by an ice cream social. And then after that will be a special evening service presented by some of the Georgetown Ridge Farm area churches. So that should be a good concert tomorrow night. Monday night, of course, the Queen Pageant, WITY Bingo Night. It's Celebrity Bingo on Monday night at 7. Tuesday night, they'll have the talent contest. Then we've got the whole gamut all week long. We'll be talking about the tractor pulls, the rodeo, and then the next Saturday, of course, will be the big country concert. Chad, it's going to be a fun week.
It's going to be a hot week. I know we've talked to some folks out here already. They're hoping for that 12 to 5 rain rather than during the day. There's a possibility for some storms this week, but it's fair season. Kicked into high gear here with Georgetown this week, and we'd be remiss if we didn't say we've got the purple van back out. The Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, so gracious to be out here. Good partnership with Corey of Roofing Dog here to help us throughout the 2025 year, and make sure that while you're out here, make sure you get your picture with that purple van, the Roofing Dog, sticking out the back window now. But yeah, this is one of the things that we look forward to at WITY every year, coming out and being partners with the Georgetown Fair, seeing everybody. And you're going to hear a lot this week, like you do every year, where folks talk about everybody coming back almost like a family reunion. And it's been no shortage of that today, just in the setup here. We've talked with Stu, we've talked to Donnie, we've talked to Dennis, and a few of the folks passing by coming out here for the early shows. And we've seen the crowd out here already for the shows out in the barns has been magnificent. And I know that was one of the big things that they were looking forward to by moving the fair from August to July. And so if any indication that the crowd here early on, that's definitely moving in the right direction.
Sure is, and exhibit buildings are starting to bring stuff in for that. Those are always popular. You can take time to peruse those buildings. They will be officially open, I believe, later tomorrow afternoon and into Monday. A lot of the judging will take place, I believe, on Tuesday and Wednesday during the Georgetown Fair. Now, opening weekend is always free gate admission, so no charge. Actually, today, tomorrow, and Monday. And then they won't charge a gate until Tuesday, and that's the day the carnival starts. And, of course, they'll have the armband specials going on throughout the week as well. So we'll have a chance to talk to the different vendors that are here. We want to thank Dan Chandler and the gangs there at Travel Trailer Sales and Service for help providing our RV for part of our mobile studios here each and every year. Not only here, but other events that we do, Historic Farm Days and the Half Century of Progress. So we love our team effort that we have with a lot of our vendors that we work with, a lot of our businesses. As Chad, as you mentioned, it is like a family affair here. It is, and it's truly, truly a family event. Bring your family out sometime this week for the fair.
Absolutely. And a great opportunity for that is on Sunday, as you mentioned, with the gospel sing, ice cream social. I mean, how can you turn down ice cream? That's one of the hallmarks of the Georgetown Fair, especially on opening weekend. There's going to be a lot of different aspects of the fair this year that there again, we wait year round for. We talk about the bingo and us doing the bingo. They'll have the rodeo later in the week. They got Priscilla Block coming. She's an up and coming artist. A lot of folks I've heard out there, they're like, well, who's Priscilla Block? Well, look her up online. I don't know her as well as some of the ones that we've had in recent years, but definitely trying to gear towards maybe a younger audience out here. And I know that from the promo that we've aired, got some great pipes, so she's gonna come out here and hopefully put on a satisfying show. And then of course that's where the fair ends here in 2025, so it's gonna be a fun week. It's gonna be a long week, lots of things to do. Just pick and choose what you want to come out for, and make sure you swing by the WITY booth and say hi to us.
Absolutely. Well, you'll be back with another report next hour talking to Dennis Smith, and I'll have a chance later on to talk to Donnie Hackler. So this is just the beginning of our coverage between now and next Saturday. Park it here on the official voice of the Georgetown Fair, WITY.